Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday Meditation. The title is Jesus Gonna Fix It? We sing the song Troubles in My Way at church. The full lyric is, Troubles in my way, you've gotta cry sometime. Repeated three times. Well, don't you know that my Jesus, he's gonna fix it. Jesus, he's gonna fix it after a while. There are extra verses for pray, trust, die, rise, and so on. Well, I like the song, but I wonder if we fully embrace its message. The way I take the after a while is most likely he's going to fix it after I've left this life. But I have a sneaking suspicion that I am not the only one who is rather hoping the fix will come somewhat sooner than that. The song came to mind because of a sermon yesterday. Albert May taught a helpful lesson on patience, which he called A Word to the Impatient. He based the sermon on Psalm 37, which contains phrases like, A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. What will happen is in the future in this psalm. I counted 29 references to things that will happen. The question is whether we will wait, trust, and hold on to what is right through the troubles in our way. In other words, how patient are we prepared to be? Albert said something I wrote down. I quote, we need God to fix our hearts, not our problems. Now, how does God do this? Well, he allows troubles in our way to go on longer than is comfortable. And why does God allow problems to persist? Well, perhaps one reason is to assist our character building. We'd all love to have a fully mature character, but how is it formed? I think we know the answer, although I suspect perhaps many of us hesitate to accept it. That maturity is formed through times of trial. I read an answer on Quora today. I don't know if you've seen that website. If you look up Quora, you'll find it. It's a question and answer site. And the question that someone had posted there was, what are some day-to-day life hacks that armed forces and law enforcement people know, but civilians don't? Really interesting question. All the answers were interesting, but my favourite came from a chap called Ejaz Assi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Let me quote from some of his points. He said, discipline in your life as a person, father, husband, professional will take you very far and to great places. Another thing he wrote was, hardships and bad seniors, I think he means bosses, or bad times are not there to demean you, but to build your character. That's a good one. Another point he made in the answer to the question about the things that armed forces, personnel, law enforcement people know. Those who quit whining about these facts of life early survive and thrive better. Quoting from a film, there is no such thing as tough, there is trained and untrained. That could be said of us in the Christian life, couldn't it? There's trained and untrained. I meet people I think of as tough Christians, and those who are not so tough, but perhaps that's not the case. They're simply trained disciples of Jesus Christ and untrained ones. It's on my mind also because I've been reading a book by my friend Tim Dannett gave me. It's called Falling Upward by a chap called Richard Rohr, if that's the correct pronunciation. The point in his book is that failure is the path to maturity. Falling is the path to growth. And I think we know this to be true, but are we willing to allow God to exercise his timing as to when the training class, is over? Rohr says in his book, the supposed achievements of the first half of life have to fall apart and show themselves to be wanting in some way, or we will not move further. Why would we? Normally, a job, fortune, or reputation has to be lost, a death has to be suffered, a house has to be flooded, or a disease has to be endured. Jacob, Moses, Peter, they all had this experience. They held on to God, learned from their falling, persevered through the troubled times when God decided to delay the fix or not provide it at all, and grew to be men useful to God in ways they could never have imagined. If something similar is going to be my experience and yours, we are going to need to change the way we sing the song. Perhaps the lyric should read something more like this. Trouble's in my way. You've got to grow somehow. Don't you know that my Jesus, Jesus, he's gonna leave it. Jesus, he's gonna leave it. Jesus, he's gonna leave it until I've grown. I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.